The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Honey, sweetheart, come on in, Mr. Rogers. Make yourself right at home.
You know, I don't think I should just barge in for dinner like
this. Oh, for Pete's sake, it's okay.
Well, you know how wives are about unexpected guests for dinner.
No, not my wife. Look, she always says, what's one more or less? Now, come on in.
Well?
Now, you come right out in the living room here, and you sit down, and you just make yourself a... Oh, my gosh, what's going on here?
Well, it looks to me as though she's house cleaning. I think I better go on.
No. Now, listen. I asked you for dinner, and you're going to have dinner. Now, just a second. You just let me take this pile of stuff off the chair here, and you can sit right down there.
Well, I really think I better not stay.
Nonsense. Sit down. Honey, come here.
Well, just a minute. I can't come right this second. Been on my feet all day, and I'm dead tired. Do you want something? Come out here to the kitchen.
I think I better go on.
No. Now, you sit down and relax. You know women.
Yes, I know women. That's why I think I better go on.
No. She's probably got something on the stove that she can't leave. You know, dinner's probably all ready.
Well, look, I know how Myrtle is when she's doing her spring house cleaning, and frankly, I appreciate your asking me, but I really do think that it'd be better if I just grabbed a bite somewhere downtown.
Look, didn't you tell me your wife had gone away for 2 weeks visiting her mother? You were getting sick of eating out?
Well, yes, but...
All right, what you need is a darn good home-cooked meal. My wife is one of the best cooks in town. You just wait and see.
Well, I'm sure she is. It's just...
Sit down. Look, she'll be delighted I brought you home. Believe me, my wife's not like other women. She never gets mad at unexpected guests.
Well, you're sure she won't mind?
No, of course she will. Now, just relax and enjoy yourself, I tell you. Here, his evening paper. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll just go tell her you're here. Now, don't you worry. Believe me, she's going to be tickled pink that I brought you home.
Yes. Well, I hope so.
Honey? Dear, for Pete's sake, where are you?
Down in the basement.
Oh.
Don't come down. I'm coming up.
Dear, for heaven's sake, let me take that. You shouldn't be carrying such heavy boxes.
Honey, I've done nothing but lug things up and down stairs all day. I took all the curtains down here.
Here,
set it down like that.
Yeah.
Took everything out of the cupboard, all the dishes, as you can see.
Yeah, I sure can. Well, listen, dear.
I was hoping to get everything back in the cupboards, and I suddenly looked at this mess.
Honey.
Everything piled on the dining room table. Everything piled on every conceivable place here in the kitchen.
Dear.
I just thought, oh.
I know. Well, darling,
I
wanted, honey, that Mr. Rogers stopped in my office to go over a few things, you know, about the new house. And, well, it seems his wife has been out of town for 2 weeks, and he's been eating out. So I asked him out to dinner.
You what?
Well,
You asked somebody for dinner?
Shh. He's sitting
right... in the middle of spring house cleaning?
Oh, honey...
You knew I was house cleaning.
Well, I knew I was house cleaning. Well, I thought you'd be through.
Through? In one day?
Please, he's right in there.
What am I going to feed him?
Well, don't worry about that, darling. Mr. Rogers doesn't expect anything special. I told him he'd have to take potluck.
Potluck?
Yeah.
But we'd have bacon and eggs.
Well...
And look at me, this old ragged house dress. My hair's a mess, no makeup on. I'm just filthy. Really, I don't understand you bringing somebody home for dinner when you knew.
Well,
I was house cleaning.
Well, dear, sweet, will you do me a favor? Now, look, honey, be mad later, huh? I told Mr. Rogers you were not one of these wives who gets mad at an unexpected guest.
I don't know any wife who wouldn't get mad at something like this. You didn't even phone.
Oh, honey, be my sweet baby, huh? Would you please? I mean, you know, in front of Mr. Rogers.
Yes, Mr. Rogers, of all people, when I've heard that his wife is the most marvelous cook, everything is always just so.
But, honey, you know, Mr. Rogers isn't that way. He's just an old shoe.
Well, why isn't Mrs. Rogers just getting dinner for her old shoe tonight?
Well, I told you she's away visiting her mother for 2 weeks.
Well, I'm sure
that... He's whistling in there now, probably, to let us know he can hear us. Now, please. Now, honey, come in and say hello and be nice. Come on. There, that's my good girl.
Now.
Well.
Oh. Well.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I hope I didn't barge in here at the wrong time.
No. Oh, my goodness.
I know how Myrtle is when she's house cleaning.
Well, I don't mind if you don't.
No. I just don't want you to go to any extra trouble.
Oh, you're no trouble at all.
Well, did I tell you, Mr. Rogers?
Yes. Your husband sort of insisted I come out for dinner. He said he wouldn't take no for an answer.
That's right. I said you'd be tickled pink to have him.
Yes, I suggest. Yeah. Excuse the way I look.
Say, you look fine. Just fine.
Well, I'm a little dusty. I've been moving some things around in the basement. I would like to take a bath and clean up a bit before I start dinner, if you don't mind waiting a little bit.
Oh, no, I'm not at all.
No, not at all. That's okay, honey.
Well, maybe I'd better start the dinner first, then I can dash upstairs while it's cooking. Would a tuna fish casserole be all right?
Yes. Oh, yes, fine.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. That'd be very good, honey. Mm-hmm.
Would you like a drink to start with?
Yes, fine.
Tomato juice or fruit juice?
Oh, tomato juice will be fine.
Well, I'm afraid we have nothing stronger in the house. Well, I'll leave you to entertain the guests, honey, while I just get the dinner started.
No, I don't want to be thought of as a guest. Just one of the family.
Yes, all right, Mr. Rogers.
Well, I told you to be okay with her, huh?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now, let me get some of these books off this chair, and I'll sit down and put them there, and we can... Yeah, we can talk. Here we are. Afraid this place is kind of a mess with furniture piled all over. Looks as if a tornado had struck us.
Oh, well, that's spring house cleaning.
Yes, indeed. Well, now, you just relax. Doesn't take her long to get dinner.
Oh, that's okay. I'm in no rush.
Oh. Anything wrong, honey? Can I help?
No, dear. Everything's fine.
Oh. Guess everything's all right. Well, your wife having a good time in Florida? Isn't that where she went?
Yes. Oh, she didn't go for a good time. Her mother broke her leg.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, thank you. Two places.
Is that so?
Yes. She slipped in the bathtub.
Is that so?
Yes, well, these things happen, I guess.
Oh, yes.
In fact, they say 68% of all accidents are household accidents.
Is that so? I didn't know the percentage.
68%.
Well. Oh, dear. Honey, you sure I can't help a little?
No, sweetheart. You and Mr. Rogers just enjoy yourself.
Okay, dear. Well, what were you saying, Mr. Rogers?
I was saying that 68% of all accidents are household accidents.
Well, is that so? It certainly seems incredible.
Well, here we are.
Oh.
Tomato juice. Mr. Rogers?
Thank you.
And crackers with a little cheese to tide you over until dinner.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, dear.
And I'm afraid we're going to have to put up the card table and eat in here in the living room. All the dishes and pots and pans are out of the cupboard. The dining room table is piled high. It's all such a mess, you know. Mind eating on a card table.
Oh, no. Just treat me as one of the family. Now, don't go to any trouble. Don't put on any frills for me.
Well, that's wonderful. As a matter of fact, I was just thinking that maybe Mr. Rogers wouldn't mind helping you carry those big boxes up from the basement.
What?
Well, I thought I could help you, but they're really heavier than I thought. And I'd like them brought up and put in the backyard, or maybe the garage in case it rains.
Well,
I have to sort out the stuff, and most of it I'm going to throw away anyhow, and now is a good time to...
Oh, look, honey, we can do that any time.
Well, it'll be sometime before dinner, and if Mr. Rogers doesn't mind...
Not at all.
Look, Pepita, Mr. Rogers doesn't have to help with
that. Well, he doesn't mind it. He just said so.
No, not at all.
And there's some trash down there that needs to be brought up and burned,
too. Well, darn, that basement is dirty. Mr. Rogers is all dressed up.
You can give him your old corduroy pants and that plaid shirt, dear.
Why, yeah, sure.
For the love. Well, Mr. Rogers doesn't have to come out here.
Of course he doesn't have to. He just said he didn't mind, though.
No, not at all. Be glad to.
My husband hates house cleaning, but it has to be done, you know.
Oh, I know.
Look, he could put on that big coverall suit you have. He could put that right on over his good clothes, and by the time you boys have lugged the boxes up, I'll be all cleaned up, and dinner will be ready.
Well...
Mr. Rogers, if you want to come with me, I'll find that old pair of coveralls. Now, you sure you don't mind?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, a good guess may help you solve the Sunday crossword puzzle, and if it doesn't, well, there's always that eraser on the top of the pencil. But when it comes to reporting news, guesswork is out. Knowing how to get the facts is what counts. That's where experience comes in. Now, examine the backgrounds of CBS newsmen like Edward R. Murrow and Lowell Thomas, and you can understand why CBS News comes to you as quickly and as accurately as it does. For both of these men had years of experience in gathering the news for radio. They can judge the importance of a specific event. They know what is needed to clarify a puzzling situation. And above all else, they know the value of truth. Their experience is yours 5 days a week here at CBS Radio. So today and every Monday through Friday, join us as most of these same stations bring you Lowell Thomas and Edward R. Murrow with the news.
The idea of asking Mr. Rogers to help lug stuff up from the basement.
He doesn't mind. He said so.
Well, what else could the poor man say?
You better get your clothes changed, too, unless you're going to leave all the work to him.
Well, how does it look? I mean, I asked the guy to dinner, then we put him to work.
He doesn't mind.
He's being polite. Now, look here, I tell you what, forget the food, you go get cleaned up yourself, and we'll all go out to dinner.
Oh, I know, you invited him here for a home-cooked meal.
He can take a rain check on it. That's what we'll do now. We'll go out to dinner. It's all settled. Go on, now, you get cleaned up. Oh, Mr. Rogers. Oh, Mr. Rogers, here. There you are.
Well, I'm all ready. Let's get those boxes up.
Now, look here, I was just saying that we don't have to do that now. She's going to get cleaned up, and then we'll all go out to dinner.
Well, we can bring the stuff up from the basement while she's getting ready.
No, that doesn't have to be done now.
Oh, I know how women are if they want something done. Besides, it's no job for a woman carrying big boxes up from the basement. I always help Myrtle with the spring house cleaning.
You do?
Oh, yes. That's hard work. Curtains to be washed and ironed, shelves to be repapered, all the woodwork has to be scrubbed.
And you help Mrs. Rogers do that?
Oh, yes. Well, always have. Oh. So fun to do all that, and I always said it's my house, too. And why should I leave all the really hard work for her to do alone?
Roger.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Did you hear that, dear?
Yeah. Oh, sometimes Myrtle gets a woman in to help, but even so, there's plenty of work still to do, and I think it's only fair to pitch in and do my share.
Isn't that sweet?
So, I say, let's get to work there, old boy.
Well, I was just thinking, sweetheart, since the place is such a mess and you have worked hard all day, it'd be nicer for you to go out and eat.
Oh, I don't mind getting dinner here if Mr. Rogers...
Mr. and a tuna fish casserole is sort of my favorite.
Oh.
Much rather have that. I've been eating out for 2 weeks. Come on there, boy, let's get to work, change your clothes, and come on down to the basement.
Did you hear that, dear? He helps his wife with the house cleaning.
Yeah, I heard it. Of course, it only takes one guy like that to spoil everything for the rest of us.
Get to work, dear.
Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch, and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with John Gibson as Mr. Rogers. It's produced by Walter Hart. This is Ted Pearson inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.